Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we get to the truth about the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I said, I'm your host, Paul Drockton, and today I want to talk about the Jewish philosopher Philo, who had a massive impact, not just on Judaism, but also on Christianity. So understand that Philo was from Alexandria, Egypt, which is really where a lot of the integration between Judaism and Christianity was attempted. And of course, he was brought up and understood the classical Greek philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, etc. And he wanted to integrate that into Judaism. And as I said, a massive, massive impact. As a matter of fact, his impact was so far-reaching that the letter to the Hebrews is addressing those that came into the church with his doctrines, as well as other books within the Bible are there to correct some of the, misinterpretations. Now, Philo believed, like Aristotle, that there was a God, but he described him more as like the sun. And whereas Aristotle believed that God was fixated in his own mind and that everything he created was kind of outside of his awareness, Philo believed God was more like the sun, and that he emanated light, and that the light he emanated became these creations. So he talked about different spheres of creation. For example, angels are one sphere, man is another sphere, animals another sphere, right? So the lesser the light, of course, the lesser the intelligence, and the lesser, the further away the creation is from the center. And think of the sun in the sky radiating light, and that's what Philo pretty much taught. And again, it's based on Aristotle's teaching of a God that basically he called them different. They weren't, whereas Philo had a word for him. I think, I can't remember what Aristotle's word was for him, but anyway, eruption, something like that. So anyway, getting back to it. Now, in addition to this, Philo taught and believed that the Old Testament was an allegory. So he didn't believe any of the events that are in there actually occurred or involved the people they talked about. He taught that they were just illustrative purposes to teach an allegory, right? Which is a story designed to teach some kind of a lesson. Now, when you look at his impact, the biggest impact he had on both Christianity and Judaism is his concept of God. Now, whereas if you examine the true doctrine of Christ, we know that John explained that in the beginning, right, was Logos. Now, this is something that Philo believed. He believed Logos, right? And Logos, of course, means the Word. And he believed that the Word, or the Son of God, was an emanation from the Son, or from the Father. And he taught that a Son, and by the way, the Old Testament is full of the doctrine of Jesus Christ, if you read it, was an emanation from the Father. Not in his express image, but literally it living in a lesser sphere. And let me tell you, this doctrine has caused tons of problems within, like I said, both Judaism and Christianity. And we'll talk about this later on. But basically, this concept of Jesus Christ being an emanation of the Father has also been incorporated into the creed that Constantine adopted. If you read through it, I believe it says emanating from the Father, right? The truth of the matter is, and this is what people need to wrap their minds around, is that God doesn't create intelligence. Intelligence already exists, and there's no way to create intelligence. It just is. It's eternal, always was, always will be. There's different degrees of intelligence. There's different degrees of light and truth. There's different degrees of capacity to embrace light and truth. But in the end, individual intelligences have always existed and will always exist. And literally, they're eternal and they're unlimited. They're without number. And thus, the creative work of God goes on, which is to combine matter with intelligence. That's what God does. And if you read Paul, he says, God is the Father of our spirits. Meaning what? He created them. He created our spirits. So basically, as spiritual beings, we live with him before we came to this life. And as Plato agrees with, There, we experience the perfect world. We experience heaven. Now, Plato used the term perfect form or forms, whereas we view it as a pre-existence, and actually that's what Plato used it as well. So we lived with God before we came to this earth. We experienced the ideal. If we internalized it, then we can't help but yearn for that ideal. And what does that mean? It means that we view this world as a poor imitation of that one. And there isn't anything in this world that we truly want to hold on to, except for relationships, because we know all this stuff passes away. It doesn't matter how much wealth you have. In the end, you give it back. It doesn't matter how big your house is. In the end, it will decay, it will fall apart, and basically return to Mother Earth. It doesn't matter how big your reputation is. 100 years from now, no one's going to know your name. Just a fact. And when you think about that, it just is, should be instructional and teach you that the reality is anything you build in this world is going to fall apart. And if you're smart, you're going to focus on the next one. You're going to try to build things that are eternal, that last forever. And you're going to try to remove yourself from the spirit of destruction, which literally is opposed to the work of creation and tries to destroy it. And as we can see, the spirit of destruction brings forth murder, bloodshed, robbery, right? All the evils that we have in our society today are simply because people, first of all, were consumed with having the things in this world, and second, were consumed with taking them away from others. And third, become selfish and self-indulgent and focused on pleasure versus becoming like Christ and sacrificing their lives for the benefit of others. Now, the greatest example of sacrifice that I can illustrate for you is that of a parent and a child. Mother and father both make great sacrifices, right, for their children. My friends, that's a relationship you take with you. That's something you take with you into the eternities. And believe me when I tell you, it's the only thing you take with you are the relationships. And so the first thing we need to focus on is trying to help our family as much as we possibly can to return mentally to God and spiritually to God. And we do that by teaching them correct principles. We do that by teaching them the scriptures, by teaching them the doctrines of Jesus Christ, so they're not confused by the philosophies of men like Philo. Very, very persuasive argument for those that are all cerebral and not spiritual. This concept of, Jesus Christ being a different substance emanating from the Father, right? But it's false doctrine. The truth of the matter is, Jesus Christ, before we were created as spirits, was the greatest intelligence of us all. Of all the individual spirits born in this creation, Jesus Christ was at the center. He literally was God the Father in embryo when it comes to intelligence. He had a fullness. And thus he was the Word. Thus he was Logos. And as John said, through him all things were made. So basically, Jesus Christ is the creator of all things in this world, everything. And he basically paid the price for this creation to redeem it after it fell through Adam and Eve. And thus, our goal should be to worship him and become more like him so that we too can fulfill the measure of our creation and become like him, so that we literally can reign with him in his kingdom. That's what the scriptures promise. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All that the Father has is ours in his kingdom. That's what we should strive for. But it's not free. Remember the parable of the pearl of great price. A man found a pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had to obtain it. We have to be willing to sacrifice our pleasure. We have to be willing to sacrifice our comforts. We have to be willing to sacrifice even our reputation and our friendships and our relationships. Sometimes, for some individuals, it's going to be sacrificing your career. Whatever it takes, you put it on the altar. Why? Because you know this is nothing more than an illusion. This is nothing more than a shadow of that perfect world that we came from, and we want to go back there. This is Paul Drockton. Remember, God the Father was Jesus Christ in the previous creation. Jesus Christ will be the God of the Father of the next creation. God bless. Have a great day.